The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Loveline. Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, I don't approve of it.
Loveline. The world's therapy couch since 1984. Loveline. Dr. Drew Pinsky. Medical doctor, philosopher, philanthropist, certified addiction specialist, the king of transformational media.
Loveline.
Mike Catherwood, a former addict, current fitness guru, the ringmaster of a psychosexual addictive personality big top.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Yes, get on with it.
Yes! Yeah, you live.
Who's your daddy, bitch? Oh, you live. You live. Yes!
Big night tonight, Mr. Catherwood.
Maybe the biggest.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the night I joined the show.
Besides that,
yeah.
We are welcoming a lot of new friends in here tonight. Atlanta's back.
Oh,
WNNX.
That's your home away from home, being
Rock,
you're a CNN product.
Rock 100.5. I can't wait to be back in Atlanta. Thank you, guys. Pleasure to be there. And we'll introduce a number of our other friends this evening. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
All over the country, we're welcoming a bunch of new affiliates, a bunch of new friends into the Loveline family. And we honestly couldn't be happier. It's not some schmoozing done for the sake of business. I mean, Dr. Drew and I both, and Anderson, our engineer, and our phone ops, and our executive producer, Ann, and our serial killer, Rune, whatever he does, we all hold this show very, very near and dear to our heart, much, much closer than the average kind of radio show, and it's just so exciting to know that this show is growing.
And for me to be back in some of these markets that I've missed, Minneapolis, KXXR FM, 93X, they are back. There's many, many markets that are returning tonight and staying with us, and we appreciate them, and we look forward to speaking to everybody in that market. So bring your questions. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. And Mike, why don't you explain, for those not in Los Angeles, what that little clip we just heard was?
You Live is our – that's our theme. That's
our new
motto.
Hashtag,
motto, yeah. Is You Live. And it's because there's a scene in Boogie Nights where a man is receiving oral sex from a young lady – and he has a loaded gun pointed to her head, and he's deciding whether or not her fellatio is up to snuff.
Whether she should live or not.
If she is good enough at blowing him, he will not shoot her in the head, and therefore she lives. And as you can hear in that clip, he says, "Yes, bitch, you live." And that is a near perfect movie. It may be now my favorite film, and so that is where we got You Live, and it has become our rally cry.
And it started with you going, "Yes."
Yeah, that's how it started. I used to start that off of the show from Boogie Nights. I'd just go, "Yeah." And Drew goes, "Where did that come from?
What is that?
Yeah. And I was like, "Well, Drew, there's a guy getting a beach." And so there you go.
Engineer Anderson dug it up, and we have several mixes of it.
We do. We have several versions, like an EDM song. All right, 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Call us up on anything that may be bothering you or that you're curious about. Later tonight during the open forum.
Let's explain what that is.
The open forum is a point in the middle of the show when calls are no longer open to whatever you want to call about. It actually is focused on one topic.
And nor is it meant really for advice. It's meant for your opinion.
Yes. So we give you a topic and you give us your opinion, your insight, your feelings
your
on that topic.
Your experience. You know? So you teach us a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of switch the tables.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of flip the script. Tonight's topic is the ups and downs of friends with benefits. So if you are someone who has engaged or is engaging in a friends with benefits type relationship, we want to hear all about it. I'm not a fan.
Of friends with benefits.
No, I'm not a fan at all.
Well, we see it's good on paper. Great on paper, but in real life, you'll hear. Yeah. Listen to the open forum.
Hello, Adriana.
Hi.
What up, baby?
What's up?
What can we do for you?
So I've got a question. Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And I am attempting to have kind of special sex on my birthday.
Special sex, yes.
Yes. And so
Butthole sex. Butthole. Butthole.
No, I've done that before.
Bukkake?
I've been trying to squirt, and it hasn't been working. And I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to try and to make that work.
Get more
if you saw that study out last week, it had many women incensed.
Time out.
What?
What on earth makes you think that she just ran across a squirting study?
Because it was in the press a lot. It was in the press a ton. It was.
In the press, in the world of Dr. Drew, like on your clipboard?
On HLN, we did it. We covered it.
Yeah.
Jason Ellis was covering it. It was in the ethers.
Again, both very passionate kind of followings to both shows. Not exactly broad kind of. It wasn't on the cover of the New York Times.
It was making the rounds on the internet, that's for sure, Facebook and stuff.
All right.
And so it was basically.
Thank you.
That's our basically bell. Explain what that is.
I'll explain that later tonight.
It showed that a lot of what is called squirting is actually urine, and it's caused by involuntary bladder spasms.
Hold on.
I will tell you for sure. Some women produce fluid created by what's called the periurethral gland, which is actually prostatic tissue, just like in the male. And some women have more of that than others, and that's part of what's going on. So there's both. But it's something that either you do or you don't do. It's not something you really... And if you're forcing it, it's because you're forcing urinary incontinence.
All right. So there's nothing specific I can do.
You can still have special sex on your birthday. You have a boyfriend?
I can handle that.
You have a boyfriend now?
I do.
Everything good?
Sorry?
Everything good?
Yeah, everything's great.
All right, nothing for us to dig into then. All right, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Go for it. Hi, Dr. Drew, I was on the Fighter and the Kid podcast at the end of last week with UFC heavyweight Brendan Schaub and talented comedian Brian Callen, who are both clamoring to come back in, even though they both said that it was disappointing meeting you on the heels of your prostate cancer surgery.
Was that when they met me?
They said you were so evidently down in the dumps and tired that it was, you know, they want to meet you when you have more vim and vigor.
Well, it's now time.
Yeah, it's now time. Anyway, so I'm on the podcast, and they asked me about squirting because it is, and I said, you know, guys, I'm not smart, but I can regurgitate a lot of what Dr. Drew says.
Yeah.
And I threw out the Bartholin's gland. Was that different?
Okay. There are a series of glands down there. We used to actually say the Bartholin's and the Skene's, and all these other glands are probably producing that fluid.
Skene's.
But since then, it's been fairly well accepted that it's the periurethral gland because it is prostatic tissue. If you look at it under the microscope, it is identical to the male prostate gland. You couldn't actually differentiate between the two just based on histology.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
1-800.
It's very interesting to me.
Give us our number. 1-800.
Yeah, 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. It's very interesting to me how squirting for females, or like the projecting female ejaculate, it is kind of like how no matter what your age, no matter what your diet is, some guys shoot ropes and some dudes don't, right? Like some girls squirt and some just don't.
That's right.
And you all have orgasms.
There's differences in these physiologies and the sort of capacities of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all different.
I'm really like shooken up. Shaken up? Shooken up. Which one?
I need Rudy to come in here. straight out your grammar. Anyway, go ahead.
You're shaken a terrible up. Radio personality.
Shaken up.
Okay. That I'm really shaken up like about women right now because I had to sit through that sounds bad.
Uh-oh.
My wife's probably awake.
Uh-oh.
I was lucky enough to sit through a bunch of my wife's podcasts because she's filming. My wife is an actress. She is on Undateable on NBC March 17th, right after The Voice. She is filming right now, so she can't do her podcast, The Atomic Moms, at like any kind of normal time. So I spent all of Saturday at K-Rock playing producer/engineer. While my wife had guests come in and, you know, her friend.
How many did you do? Like three?
They did three, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And they're talking about moms and women stuff, you know? And it's fine. They actually are a great podcast. It's just clearly not for me. But I really got upset at how mean women are to other women.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like, it's crazy.
It is. Did they themselves say something about other
people? No. Well, that's the basis of their podcast. It's called The Atomic Moms, and it's about, like, giving birth, the idea of raising children, giving birth, the whole thing about the wrapped into being a mom. And they started this podcast because it is such a judgmental world. They wanted to do something where my wife is a very hippie type chick and she did a natural home birth. Her partner is very into like modern medicine and she wanted an epidural in the parking lot.
Sure.
And they like wanted to put out there, there's no right or wrong way to do it. We shouldn't judge each other, blah, blah, blah. Well, they had a guest on, this very, very talented, very beautiful, charming actress. Her name's Teresa Palmer. Mm. She was in a bunch of different movies. She's a successful actress.
Yeah.
Well, she got a case of the ass from the Daily Mail because she just flat out tweeted a picture and Instagrammed a picture of her like giving like breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And some female journalist is like, you're so mommy shaming other moms who don't breastfeed.
Oh, yeah.
And gave a scathing email.
Listen, the person that would get really attacked is somebody who talked about choosing not to. They'll get attacked by La Leche. I've been attacked by them, and I'm a huge fan of breastfeeding. I'm a huge advocate for breastfeeding. And La Leche attacked me because I said it's difficult. It's challenging to get the kids to attack. It's a procedure, you know. And how dare you? It's like you can't say anything negative.
No, La Leche is very dumb, and they're sex offenders and should die.
How dare you?
1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. No, but they've attacked. They've physically kind of not attacked, but assaulted doctors at delivery
rooms.
But
the point is, women. No one more hostile or brutal than women on women. Brutal.
It's just brutality. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get. I mean, look, guys are dumb and petty, but it's.
We'll do an open forum on this week.
Yeah, I just don't see like that same level of vitriol to other men, mm-hmm. you know. But and like different. I said, I'm not trying to say we're above it. We're dumb and we're petty, but it's crazy how nasty women can get to other women. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number again. Drew, we couldn't be more excited to welcome back all our favorite call or all our new affiliates. Some of them people that you know you have had a long, long history with. Are we on a radio show or is like?
I needed to know that information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Need to know this information?
She's going
to
tell you in just a second.
Okay.
Here. Yeah. Let's go ahead and welcome some more of our affiliates. We've got Des Moines, Iowa, KGGO FM, 95 KGGO, and oh my God, we've got so many great new affiliates. Buffalo, WEDG FM, 103.3 The Edge. I mean, these are all markets that Loveline has thrived in over the years, and we are delighted to include you guys back in our family. So, all right. And we're already having some technical issues as a result. So.
Huh. Why, Ann, go ahead and get on the microphone. This is our executive producer, Ann. Let's go ahead and introduce her to everyone. Why
producer
were
Ann?
You reluctant to bring that on the air?
I just thought it might be something we wanted to handle off the air.
Because
we can't handle this off the air.
We were going to break at the time, so.
I understand. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Our calls, because we're welcoming new affiliates, because we are essentially in a renaissance for Loveline.
We're changing studios, too.
Something somewhere in the engineering forwards our calls now to a completely different place. So we have zero phone calls.
Well, we have lots of them. They're just not coming into this phone bank.
Maybe so we should... Why? Wait a second.
How did we get the one? Who knows?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll solve this. We'll solve it. Anyway, maybe a visit from Rudy.
We have a lot of good friends of the show that need to come by and be introduced to everybody. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Later tonight, we want to know, are you engaging in or have you engaged in Friends with Benefits? Because that is the kind of focal point of our open forum later tonight here on Loveline.
Loveline. We're not here to cure anybody, but we can get you pointed in the right direction.
Loveline.
Loveline. We'll be back with more people fixing right after this.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Mike.
You absolutely love stamps.com.
It's becoming sort of obnoxious, isn't it? It really is.
No.
I feel special because I was an early adopter, and I don't like going to the post office, and it was such a great solution, and now I want everyone to know about it.
Who does like going to the post office? That's
well,
better.
Evidently, a lot
That's
of people
better.
Do.
I want to know because stamps.com has made my life a lot better because I save money and I save time. And
that's right.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Everything you can do at the post office, you can now do right from your desk with your own computer, your own printer. Using your computer, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, then just hand it off to the mailman. It's no wonder that over 500,000 small businesses are already using stamps.com.
Go to stamps.com and use our promo code. That's Loveline, all right? Promo code, Loveline.
That's right. It's a no-risk trial offer. It is $110 bonus includes a digital scale so you can weigh and have it read on your computer and print out exactly
boom,
what you want.
Boom.
And up to $55 of free postage.
Ridiculous. Yeah! That's like $55, man.
So don't wait.
Go to stamps.com right now before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Loveline.
That is stamps.com. Enter Loveline, L-O-V-E-L-I-N-E, for stamps.com.
Coming to Podcast One this Thursday, The Chive, the podcast.
This is really cool.
If it's funny, it's hot, and it's trending, they're on it.
Yes, sir!
So tell all your friends The Chive's coming to Podcast One. Well, at least the ones who like comedy, sports, and boobs.
America loves what they love.
The Chive, the podcast. Coming to Podcast One this Thursday. That's podcastone.com.
L-O-V-E-191, the number. But that's really useless because we've been anally raped by our engineers.
Well, all our new affiliates, it will be good for them. Okay?
To get it in their head and not call?
Tomorrow, when they're hearing us say this,
yeah,
they can use that number.
I guess, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good point.
So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to monitor Twitter. Twitter feed is
at Loveline.
At Loveline is our Twitter feed.
All one word, at Loveline, L-O-V-E-L-I-N-E.
So you can ask your question there on the Twitter feed. The other thing you can do is what they call private message us on our Facebook page. It's /Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
And give us your phone number, and we will call you back. We've had a major...
If you have a particularly good question, we will call you from here. Yes.
Yeah, we have a major... We had a phone meltdown tonight, and we can manage it by using social media to call you back, and so reading your Twitter... Your Twitter questions as they come across
Let's
the Twitter feed.
Let's explain what's going on, though. Like we're supposed to be in a new house
yes.
as of tonight, but yes. it got pushed a week, but somebody forgot to make the call to the phone company and say they're not moved yet.
Yes, I understand that.
That's hysterical.
It was not me.
It's more than hysterical. It's effing a riot.
Yeah. If you can hear the comedy in Dr. Drew's voice, no sarcasm there at all. Hey, Dr. Drew, real quick before we get to the teenager who has been dating his long-lost father.
Yeah.
What's up with the Chinese broad who cut off a guy's dick twice?
Oh, isn't that awesome?
It's not awesome at all.
It was the sort of the most dramatic expression of that feeling I've ever seen. Let's go through it.
It's beyond belief.
Let's set the story. It was a 21-year-old girlfriend. He has a 21-year-old wife, and she finds out he has a 21-year-old girlfriend. So with a pair of shears, cuts off
his
penis.
Hold on. You're getting right to the goal. You got to set up the exposition here.
All right.
He has a 21-year-old mistress, and he starts texting said 21-year-old mistress
forgot about this
from
part.
His wife's phone.
Yes.
And his excuse for doing it is because he was too lazy to get up and get his phone. So he just decided to text her from his wife's
phone. And left the text on the phone.
You know what? He deserves to get caught.
He did not
deserve to have his dick removed.
That's right. And so she removed said dick with a pair of shears. he's rushed to the hospital. She breaks into the hospital after they've sewn the penis back on the body and cuts it off again and throws it out the window, and it's lost forever. The doctor said it's a cat or a dog must have picked it up.
Stray animal.
And there's a whole sort of story that plays out where he runs out into the parking lot bleeding, beating her up after cutting the penis off a second time.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not into beating women, but if a broad cuts my dick off a second time, she's going to catch a couple.
Yeah.
She's going to catch a couple hot ones.
Hey, quick question. Who is monitoring our Facebook page with these direct messages? Okay. You getting any numbers going in there? All right, good. So we got people calling, putting in their Facebook. I'm not monitoring the Loveline feed, it turns out.
Can amlodipine affect your sex drive, Drew?
It's a blood pressure medicine. It's what's called a calcium channel blocker. In higher doses, sure. Any blood pressure medicine can affect your libido.
There you go, Juan Diaz Juarez.
That was easy.
Juan Diaz Juarez. They invented him in a Mexican lab.
Speaking of that, I just would really like to introduce everybody to Rudy since we've got all this extra time.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well. He is probably our closest friend of the show, right?
He hangs out in the parking lot most nights.
Yeah.
Some nights he's very enthusiastic. If we have a guest in here, they really digs.
Yeah.
But many nights he's out there just smoking an S-load of pot.
Right? Yeah. He smokes blunts that look like tampons.
He's not listening to the show right now. So is there anything we need to warn people about? Well, tell them a story a little bit.
Rudy is a friend of mine. I mean, he's a guy I've known for a long time. He's a cholo from East Los Angeles, born and raised in Boyle Heights.
He spent some time in prison.
He spent over half his life in prison. Yeah. He's in his early 40s. He's been in prison well over 25 years.
And he's got a wife and a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
a bunch of kids. So he's
got a wife, sad girl. And he has never left Boyle Heights except to go to jail. So, I mean, that's Rudy in a nutshell. But he's got a heart of gold, wouldn't you say, Drew?
I like Rudy. I've always liked Rudy. So,
Rudy.
Let's get Rudy. 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 Oh, here he comes. Okay.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Hey, Rudy. How's it going?
Hey, I'm a little confused because, you're not, talking to nobody on the
phone. No, I know. We had some phone trouble. So we thought this would be a chance to introduce you to everybody. We have a lot of new listeners tonight.
Where at? El Monte?
No, not El Monte.
San Bernardino?
No. How about, Amarillo, Texas? KZRK?
Oh, damn, dog. I used to buy some weed from El Paso. Is that close there?
I don't know. We have Cincinnati, Ohio, WFTK.
I remember one time I played Circle Jerk with a food stamp in San Antonio.
What?
That's right. It was me, Lil Maniac, Creeper, Joker, and we were in a hotel room in San Antonio, Doc.
Yeah.
We went to see the Lakers play Spurs in 1999.
You take a bus down there or something? What'd you do?
Yeah, Greyhound, Doc.
Yeah.
And we only had one food stamp left, and we were all perved up, like a Bacardi and smoking blunts like crazy, Doc. And so we decided to do soggy biscuit with a food stamp.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
Hey, listen, I was trying to explain to our new listeners about your experience in prison, and you know, your thing with your cellmate, Trucha, is that his name?
That's right.
Trout?
They called him the Trout. I never learned why, dog, but they called him Trucha. And, he was nice to me at first, but then he blasted my butt, real hard.
He raped you?
I guess. You could call it that, but, he just did my butt all good.
And it kept going, right?
Well,
For what?
I told you, dog, I got, Stockholm butthole. Oh. Because I start. What are you laughing at, dog? No, because, I started to, like it. Or, I got convinced, I feel like his pito and my culo brainwashed my dome to think I needed it.
Did he give you drugs for that?
Nah, dog. After a while, I used to bite the. I wasn't biting the pillow. I was biting the sack of rice because we were in the kitchen.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
But I just learned to not bite it. I would just kind of grin, and I was sure because he used to have a gold tooth. And every once in a while, I look at my reflection, dog, and his gold teeth. I look back, because I'd be bent over. I look between my legs sometimes.
Okay, okay.
I move my huevos and I see.
Okay. Ready. So, Rudy, here's the deal. We have now some calls. Thank you for joining us, explaining your stuff.
Hey, I just want to say, to all the listeners all over the world, up in Canada or whatever, and New York, Nueva York, Atlanta, dog, the Dirty South, dog, or whatever's in Minnesota where your urine, it freezes sometimes,
sometimes
if it gets
too
baracho, I just want to say what's up and keep your head up, dog, because thug life can get crazy.
All right, and you'll share your stories with our audience as we go a little bit.
All right.
All right, but you seem a little tired tonight, by the way.
Nah, my kids kept me up all night, dog.
Yeah? All right, we'll talk about it later.
All right.
Mike, get here. Mike, hey, buddy.
Hey, dog, real quick.
What?
You know what's crazy?
What?
Barry Manilow's white.
Yeah.
Damn, I never knew that, dog.
What'd you think?
Oh, I don't know, man.
All right, Rudy. See you later. Take care. Hey, Devin, what's going on?
What's up, Devin?
Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, buddy, what's up?
I tried to call in last week, but I guess you guys ran out of time. Basically, I've got kind of a weird situation. I'm 30 years old, and I just had my left hip replaced.
Why?
It wasn't injured or anything.
Why?
It's just that they told me that it had to be replaced because there was a lack of blood flow to it.
So you had, Devin, you had something called avascular necrosis. And that's caused by medicine and alcohol and obesity. So which are the things that fits your profile?
Or a conglomerate?
Well, I used to drink back when I was in my early 20s, when I was in the Air Force. But...
Okay.
I've just never heard of somebody needing their hips replaced at that age.
Are you super fat?
No. I weigh about 140 pounds. Oh. I'm 5'3".
You don't have it replaced for osteoarthritis. You have it replaced for avascular necrosis. It's a very different syndrome than what people normally get their hip replaced for when they're older.
Correct,
sure.
Yeah.
All right, that's why. You never heard of it because it's a specific condition you've never heard of.
No, I've been wondering if it might possibly. The doctor is telling me that it could be caused by steroids.
Absolutely.
I have psoriatic arthritis.
Devin. Listen, didn't I just say it's medication, meaning steroids?
Right.
Alcohol or obesity. So you have psoriatic arthritis. It's the steroids. It's a common thing. It happens all the time. Plus, if you have psoriatic arthritis, now you have an inflammatory synovitis on top of that that can destroy the joints. So you have two processes going on. Yeah, you're not the average hip replacement. Trust me.
Hmm. Well, the doctor said that topical steroids can't cause it, but I'm wondering if topical steroids being applied to your entire body every single day could cause the same thing as oral steroids.
I would say yes. Okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Good luck, Devin.
I guess you can call us at 310-558-8086. We
okay,
are
so
having some phone troubles here. So
all right.
That's tonight only. That line will get you right through.
That's and tonight meaning Sunday the 18th.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, 310-558-8086. 310-558-8086, and that will solve our phone problems.
Not really. I mean, I'll solve
it. For the moment.
For now. It's just, I'm so upset and disappointed at everyone else in my life that's not me.
I mean, you wouldn't let this happen.
Well, no, I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you don't deserve this. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number, as always, but 310-558-8086 is a special tonight-only line to help kind of give an end-around to our phone troubles. Later tonight, we want to know, have you ever been involved in or are you currently involved in a friends with benefits situation? We want to hear all about it here on Loveline.
Helping people get unscrewed up for 30 years.
Dr. Drew is the best.
No lecturing, no sermonizing. Loveline will be right back.
Come with me inside the machine and I'll show you.
Yeah, Film Vault.
Brian, what do we do this week on the Film Vault?
We do what we always do. We're excellent on the mic.
Brian, what do we do this week on the Film Vault?
Oh, I mean, aside from that, we have a special guest on this week's episode.
Very special guest, Allison Rosen.
Allison Rosen, the new best friend of all podcast listeners, is our guest this week on the Film Vault, doing a topic near and dear to her heart.
Cute and cuddly animal characters.
Top 5 cute and cuddly creatures only this week on the Film Vault on Podcast One.
That's O-N-E.
Dr. Drew, this just in. Right now, in my earpiece, I'm being told Tom Brady just scored another touchdown. And Conor McGregor just landed another punch on Dennis Siver. Even though the fights were ended.
And Blunt had another 20-yard run.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Some ass whoopings today.
I'll tell you what, had some fun with that Seattle game, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife, born and raised in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, so she must be very happy.
She's a casual Seahawks fan.
But still.
Her family are big Seahawks fans. She doesn't understand what's going on.
So we got the phone thing solved. Again, the new number is 310-558-8086. Let's do this.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, don't bring too much energy. You'll blow us away.
It was going to come a bummer, bummer call. Go ahead.
Yeah, this call is pretty sad, but my neighbor, he's pretty much my Spaniard uncle I'd never had kind of thing, but I've known him my entire life. But he has cancer, and it's pretty much the size of an orange.
What kind of cancer? What kind of cancer?
Well, he has lung cancer.
Okay, because as you know, Andrew, cancer is hundreds of different conditions, hundreds of different diseases.
Okay, let's just say he has a cancerous tumor in his chest.
That doesn't tell me anything. Does he have adenocarcinoma of the lung?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's one of many hundreds of kinds of cancers, and it has its own specific treatments.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's spread to his brain.
Okay.
And the tumor in his brain is the size of a golf ball.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, I've known them for a long time, and, I mean, the doctors didn't give him I mean, probably 3-4 months to live kind of thing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's right.
How old is he? Do you mind me asking?
He's 70.
Mm. Oh, man.
Okay. Well, he's lived a long life.
He's at least, he's a man at least.
Is he suffering?
I mean, since it's in his brain, he has headaches and all every day, and his memory is slightly starting to go kind of thing. But my question is it, should they do radiation or any kind of treatment and make him suffer more?
It's a very important question, and it sort of falls to the patient working with the doctor deciding what philosophy he'd want to approach. If it were me, no way. I mean, why?
That's what I'm thinking. Because surgery, they said, is out of the question.
Oh, no. That'd be just torture.
Then they just said, oh, we'll do radiation.
I mean, you could look at the data. I'd want to look at the data. And if I saw data that, depending on what the primary tumor was doing, that you could double his life expectancy from 3 months to 6 months and not have significant misery, I might. But it doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't, you know, it's appropriate to think about not doing it. Let's put it that way.
That's what I'm telling his wife. It's just like, don't make him suffer anymore.
It's going to be on him. It really, the patients have to determine their own, you know, how it's going to go.
Oh, and, absolutely. He says he wants to do radiation, but I'm kind of like, do you want him to suffer more with all the side effects of radiation?
The radiation's not so bad. It's not, and most of the side effects from whole brain radiation come later anyway, and he won't be around for that. So,
all right. So,
okay.
All right, dude. I'm really sorry to hear that about your friend.
But Andrew, you're an important presence, and it sounds like you're a steady hand. So good job. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Take it easy, man. Hello, Crystal.
Yes.
What up, honey?
Hi.
Yes.
What's up?
Big fan of the show.
I'm a big fan of you, Crystal.
What's going on, Crystal?
So, my question is kind of embarrassing. So the only type of sex that I am able to enjoy or get off from or get really any pleasure from is usually humiliating or degrading.
Drew's the same way.
How dare you?
Yes, his wife.
Does it ever go too far where you feel sort of traumatized by it?
No. Mm-mm.
And were you sort of physically abused as a child?
No.
Did you have any abuse?
No. Hmm. That's why it's so confusing.
Were you an opiate addict at one time?
No. Mm-mm. My opiate.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Whenever I get the 29-year-old girl, I mean, and I'm not saying that it's always 29. Sorry, yeah. Crystal. But whenever I get the, like, woman that calls up the show.
The adult.
And says, nope, no abuse, immediately, without any hesitation. There's always that kind of matrix we go through, Drew, where we find out that you were, you know, you had your grandfather's stuff of Mayday.
It's a dental extraction every damn time.
Just because I thought so much about it, like, oh, did something happen? Why?
Well,
you know.
Another thing is, and I'm sorry to interrupt, Crystal, but another thing is like we grossly underestimate what constitutes abuse. When I say we, I mean
trauma.
Non-doctors.
Yes. It's unbelievable how people dismiss things that were profoundly traumatic.
I did it. I mean, for years, Drew, I mean, I was hosting the show before I realized, like, I had profound sexual abuse.
Yeah.
And I just thought I was a sweet ladies' man.
Yeah. I had to bring it up to you.
Yeah.
And let's sort of go through the extractions now. So how old were you when you lost your virginity?
18.
That's pretty sweet. And did you ever have any child-on-child kind of weird exploration or anything when you're, like, in kindergarten, second grade?
Nothing that sticks out.
Give me an example of what doesn't stick out.
I just feel like I've always had fascination with boys, and I can remember that.
So give me an example of something that doesn't stick out.
I remember, like, in kindergarten, like a little boy, like, pulled down his pants and, like, showed us his wiener.
But he didn't do anything sexual. Like, didn't do anything sexual with it.
No. Mm-mm.
You don't remember having anybody do anything weird.
Did he have a sweet wiener?
Anything? Nothing provocative. You weren't exposed to pornography or anything of that sort at a young age.
No.
Okay. And you know, I asked about the opiates because sometimes people that get strung out on opiates, it sort of burns out their arousal system a little bit.
Right.
And it makes it hard for them to feel satisfaction, to feel aroused. So you never had any prolonged illnesses, never took opiates for a long period of time for any reason.
No.
Addicted or otherwise. Well, maybe just it's a peculiar thing. It's hard for me to imagine you didn't experience somebody degrading you as a child, and that somehow became...
I mean, in terms of when you mentioned, like, trauma, just in terms of just a rough household, like, just, you know, parents always fighting, but...
Domestic violence is profoundly traumatic. Profoundly.
I don't mean, like, physical...
A domestic abuse is profoundly traumatic.
Yeah.
And if you witnessed your father calling your mother names and being degrading, well, there it is.
Hmm. It was just more back and forth type stuff. Hmm.
Well, I mean, honestly, if it doesn't jump out at you, I don't necessarily think. I don't insist, at least, that you have to have had abuse or anything. But
it's common.
Yeah. And I also think that it's so subjective as to, like, when you say I have to have degrading, dominating sex, is that, like, a guy calls you a bitch? Or, I mean, do you have to have a guy,
donkey
you know,
punch.
Like, yeah, are you getting a Kimura to your arm and your shoulder socket ripped out?
No, nothing like that. But it's sometimes things even guys are like, you want me to do what?
Like what?
Give us, an, give us an example.
Give us an example of that.
Like slapping, name calling, just humiliating things, like being, just being dominated and kind of.
I don't know. I'm still. I'm so far. I'm down with you.
Yeah.
Like same. I'm. This is, sounds like an average night in my bedroom.
Yeah. It's
if it bothers
not
you,
really. But it's not like an intimate experience. It's more of like,
well,
arousing,
a getting high experience.
Yeah. All right. Well, that,
if you're not an addict, why are you interested in getting high?
Well, that's what it feels like.
Well,
like
when is getting
high?
And getting, have you gotten high in other ways in your life?
Just nothing but like, you know, maybe pot in college.
Okay, so you didn't really get going with anything. Okay.
No.
Well, it's we're not extracting anything. So, as Mike says, it may just be you.
Listen,
whatever it is, it sounds like in your mind, it bothers you because it's distancing yourself from a partner. It's
and
creating
also,
non-intimacy. And that makes it a fetish, and fetishes sometimes can pull you out of intimacy. And if you have an intimacy problem, you ought to look into that.
But I will say this. You know, there's a big difference. It's a fine line, but it's a big difference between stuff that you just really like to do in the bedroom and stuff that can become dangerous. You know, like... So if this is just what you need and what you like, find a guy that's in it, too, and have fun. You know, don't hurt yourself and don't let other people hurt you, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. 1-800-LOVE-191 is that number. Also, tonight, we are taking questions at Loveline, and also /Loveline on Facebook. Go ahead and send us some questions there. We actually have some good ones via Twitter. 1-800-LOVE-191 is that number. And then remember, later tonight... On the open forum, we want to know if you're involved at all in a friends with benefits situation or have been involved in a friends with benefits situation, go ahead and give us a call. Our special number this evening, 310-558-8086. That's 558-8086 here on Loveline.
Here, go 310.
Sorry, that number is no longer in service. You'll have to find a new boyfriend.
Loveline's coming back.
Brand new this week at PodcastOne.com, PO'd with Dennis Miller and Adam Carolla.
Awesome!
The king of all podcasts, Adam Carolla, joins forces with iconoclastic comic legend Dennis Miller.
If you're asking me whose voice most closely mirrors what's in my head, it's this guy.
Great guests, great topics, and new listeners, always welcome.
So get PO'd now. I mean, download the show now.
Always available 24/7 at PodcastOne.com.
That's PodcastOne.com.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, buddy, 1-800-LOVE-191 is that number. For this evening, though, you can call us at 310-558-8086. That's 310-558-8086.
Tonight only.
Yeah, this is only this evening because of other people that are not us. And
you're so frustrated.
Well, they've anally raped me, Drew, mm-hmm. with no lube.
I've been there many times. I have.
Yeah. Figuratively. Yeah. First off, shout out from Hanford, California.
Yeah.
Shout out from Chicago.
Nice.
And welcome to all the nice people who are now part of the Loveline family, all our new affiliates. We got some great questions sent in via Twitter. That's at Loveline. I'm at Mike Catherwood, too, if you'd like to send them directly to me. But, you know, send them to both. That's always the best way, the quickest way. Is foreskin restoration via stretching a legitimate thing, and is it permanent?
It's a thing. It works for some people, and it does tend to stay. But my biggest concern is why.
Yeah, what's wrong with
why are you doing that? Who cares? It doesn't accomplish anything. So.
That's a thank you, Closet Case Roman. That's at Closet Case Roman, who has foreskin problems. Also, does weight affect your orgasm intensity?
Well, if you're significantly obese, you'll begin to produce more estrogen, the adipose tissue. And so men can have a reduction in libido and orgasm intensity.
Okay, there you go. But that was from a female.
If you're out of condition, if you're out of shape, that tends to affect orgasm.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, hi.
What's up, baby?
Hi. Oh, you call me baby. Hi.
That's right. You're my sweet baby.
So my question is, I have really big breasts, and I've had them since I was like 12. And I heard both things. I heard it's good to sleep with your bra on, and I heard it's good to sleep with it off. And I just want to get to the bottom of it.
You know, do you have to have the bra specially made and all that kind of stuff?
Well, Fredericks, they sell the good big bras. Yeah. You know, they're pretty.
Fredericks of Hollywood is great because they do these custom bras for young ladies like Sarah. And also, they gave me Leanne Tweed in lingerie, Dr. Drew, back in the late 90s. And I shot a lot of loads. Because
my boyfriend shoots a lot of loads, too. Yeah. So, their lingerie. So I love Fredericks of Hollywood.
All right. So, I mean, isn't there like female doctors, Sarah, that kind of
I don't think it makes much difference, bottom line. I couldn't hurt, that's for sure. Though the wire can cut into the bra.
It does hurt. Yeah,
it can cut
don't
into the bra.
Don't you think, Dr. Drew, when you're that big, like it does make a big difference?
Well, I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't think it really does. Is sleeping, is what she's talking about. Do I have to wear it 24/7? And it's more that I would ask a plastic surgeon or a breast surgeon more about that, really.
And you're like a little girl with those boobs?
I'm 5 foot, like 115, so yeah.
You're a teeny little thing with gigantic breasts.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, that's fantastic. I mean, I hope that you find some comfort.
It's sort of more your own. What you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I think it's
going to
be a personal.
Because a lot of the stuff is back and neck and, you know, all that problem, too. And if you're wearing the bra all the time, it might make that worse.
Hello, Riley. Thank you for calling Loveline.
Riley. Caller who goes by Riley.
Riley in Anaheim. It's
hello?
Riley
there
Breckenridge.
What's up, Riley?
Thrice.
What's going on? All right, let's go to
Riley, will you talk?
Line 4. Here we go.
His wife says he has a drinking problem. You do.
Yeah, I think his wife's
listen,
right.
You do, because you're stone drunk and you're not smart.
Yeah.
Hello, Crystal.
Yes?
Hey, now. What's up?
Oh, hi. So I'm Crystal, and I'm my question.
Yep.
No, I just want to know more about you.
Oh, just more about me in general?
Yeah.
5'4", I'm a brunette.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, you're speaking my language so far. Color of eyes?
Green.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my question is, I have, my mother and her partner are kind of mentally ill, but they're also longtime drug users, and they're trying to kind of pull out from that.
Okay, what do you mean her partner?
Wife for the last 7 years.
Her wife?
Her girlfriend.
Okay, so they're a gay couple. They're both drug addicts. What drugs are they using?
Pretty much what they can get their hands on. They'll do meth. They'll take a variety of pills, something to get them high. They do pot regularly, but I'm not too concerned with that.
All right, and what is it they want to do? They want to get sober?
they kind of want to get clean. They kind of want to just, you know.
And you said they're mentally ill also. Is there some other condition?
Also mentally ill.
What are they? What's the conditions they have?
My mother had water on the brain.
Uh-oh.
And then she has a shunt, but she's also severely bipolar.
Her face is a shunt.
Okay, so what she's talking about is something called hydrocephalus, which is a buildup of the fluid in the brain. They put a drain basically in the brain that comes down the back and ends up in the abdomen. It's
exactly.
A ventriculoperitoneal shunt.
That when did they not, like, they didn't upgrade that name? Water on the brain? Like, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like
that's Crystal.
Yeah, but that's what I would call it.
Hydrocephalus.
Hydrocephalus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it does sound like some, a disease you get in, like, Popeye. Arr, water in the brain.
And so, okay, that can predispose to mood disturbances and whatnot, and the girlfriend's got something of a similar order. But none of that can be treated with them using. So they got to get sober first and foremost. And so why don't they start going to meetings? Why don't they get detoxed by whomever's prescribing all these pills?
Well, her partner recently just started getting mental health. So
good.
Over the last, like, year.
Maybe that's why they're sort of getting towards maybe thinking about sobriety.
Exactly. That's
cool.
They're kind of like, you know, hey, things are looking better. Mental states are getting better. And her girlfriend actually was on Haldol for the last 3 months and then had a terrible episode. And her doctor had taken her off Haldol, and she had crazy withdrawal symptoms. And so now they're both on this. It's, you know, it's New Year's. We're trying to kick it.
Well, Haldol is not an addictive drug. It's not not a pleasant drug, but it's not an addictive drug.
Not at all.
All right. Bottom line is she needs to. They both need to start going to meetings, and once they're there, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I hear a lot of, you know, you're supposed to stay single when you're trying to get. Can I help them anywhere? Are there any special places that like?
Well, it's different. It's different if you go into sobriety or your recovery when you're in a relationship.
Yeah,
there's a difference between
right.
A part of the 12, a lot of 12 step programs, and I'm speaking as someone with experience. I'm in recovery. I've got a good amount of sobriety under my belt. A lot of the times they recommend avoiding getting into relationships when you're new to recovery because you don't want to kind of
get locked in.
Yeah, you don't want to water down your emotions.
Right.
Your very, very tenuous emotions. But if you're going into it already in a established relationship, that kind of makes it.
Well, the other thing we tell people is don't make any major changes, and that includes ending a relationship. Don't start, don't end, don't make changes. Right now, they should both go to Narcotics Anonymous. They should make a connection with peers there. They should talk about their desire to get sober. They should get referrals there from people there. But they should, if they go to treatment, they should not go to the same program.
We have a special line, a direct line for you this evening. We're having some phone problems, but if you call 310-558-8086, you can get through here to Loveline. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Mike and Drew, how are you?
Good.
We're good, man.
So I get messages that Dr. Drew gets from you, but I don't think they're as graphic as what you send.
Okay, just for new listeners, I like to send Dr. Drew horrifically graphic pictures via text. But
I'm starting a live television show.
Right, I do it to make Dr. Drew feel uncomfortable, and I know that he doesn't want them. So that's kind of what Patrick is referring to.
Okay.
So you're referring to texts that you get that you don't want.
What I'm looking for, like, what's the best site to fight that? Like, because I'm guessing, like, maybe like 50% of the extreme level that Dr. Drew gets.
All right. So, first off, speak up. What are you in a library?
So what's the best way or what's the best site, website to fight
honestly,
that?
Like, I have the best.
I mean, where does this
man? If he wants to battle back.
Oh, somebody's sending him nasty stuff and he wants to battle back.
Honestly, Patrick, I have the best success when I let my imagination run wild, and I'll take any type of safe search you have on your Bing or your Google, take it off, and then put in the search image for in the images, put in whatever comes to mind. You know, for Drew, I know he particularly hates feces to mouth contact, so I'll put in like German scat extreme and then Google or Bing search images, and a lot of times really bad stuff comes up. You know, if I'm feeling like I want to explore what I need, if I want to curb my hunger, I'll put in gigantic black penis. And, you know, I get what I want. So I feel like that's the best way to do it. Also, I've been really lucky that listeners send me stuff, you know, so.
How lucky. And then you forward it to me. Hey, another Twitter question I just got, which is, Please ask Dr. Drew if persistent dissociation after marijuana use can be alone or requires an underlying condition. Dissociation meaning you're sort of in a dreamlike state, you're checked out. And there's something called a post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder that people commonly get from LSD and other more potent hallucinogens, rarely from pot. But pot, if you take enough of it, if you take a huge amount, orally particularly, you can have hallucinogenic effects. And I could see where that could cause it, yeah, persistent dissociation.
That's where you only really see, like, the reefer madness type reactions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
is when people eat, like, five brownies and they're not even accustomed to weed. That's the main reason why they're doing that regulation on the edibles, right,
yes,
in Colorado?
Exactly right.
It's because that dude jumped out of a balcony.
That's exactly right.
All right, it's time for the open forum. 1-310-558-8086. That is 310-558-8086. If you have any experience or you're currently in a friends with benefits situation, we want to hear from you. The good, the bad, and the ugly with friends with benefits right now on Loveline. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Mike.
I pretty much, I never bought anything online in my life until I met my wife.
Oh,
and,
seriously?
Now all I do is go to Amazon.
Yeah, I buy pretty much everything Amazon. And if you want to support somebody that has an affiliate relationship with Amazon, you go to their website, you click through the Amazon banner, and at zero cost to you, Amazon shares some of the purchase price with the affiliate.
Why are you being so nice about it and saying somebody with an affiliate relationship?
You're right, Mike. I should be more specific. Forget an affiliate, some vague affiliate. Let's go to Podcast One, where you can find the Loveline podcast, the Loveline page. Bookmark that page and just click through on the Amazon banner located at the top of the homepage. You can even use the Amazon banner if you're in Canada or the UK. Makes it easy for all future purchases. Again, it is podcastone.com. Click on the Keep It Free banner to support Amazon and all the wonderful sponsors that make the show possible.
Give us your opinions and insight.
Mother has old-fashioned ideas.
Well, I don't approve of it.
Here's tonight's open forum.
It is time for the open forum. Again, this is the point in the show where we focus our calls, and you get the chance as the listener, as the caller, to take over the show. Give us your info, your insight, your experience with the given topic. Tonight's topic is friends with benefits. If you have any experience with it, or if you're currently in a friends with benefits situation, now's the time to call. 1-310-558-8086. That's our special end-around number for the evening.
For tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
Make our phones work for us.
I've had a lot of experience with it.
You have?
Yeah. I don't like it, but I've definitely had friends with benefits.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
I thought you would have, at no stage in your life have you liked it.
There was a stage in my life when I thought I liked it at the time, and then looking back on it, it kind of made me miserable.
Did it make you miserable, or was it sort of depleting you as a person because you know it was making the girl miserable?
Well, no, you know what? I lied. I haven't had a lot of experience with friends with benefits. I only had one experience with friends with benefits.
Oh, that went bad. Yeah,
that's
that one.
Because she was, like, that's the only time she was legitimately my friend.
Yeah.
The other time, they're not friends with benefits. It's just girls that I'm not in a relationship with that allow me to have sex with them over and over again.
That's friends with benefits, right?
No,
that's how
it's really not. It's really not because...
Because you're really not their friend.
Because, yeah, if you're not really your friend, my friend, then the stakes aren't high enough for there to be the disaster that I'm talking about.
Right, right.
The disaster I'm referring to with my true female friend, like, she doesn't even talk to me anymore.
I know.
And this is like 5 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That was bad.
It was way bad.
And it really blindsided you, too.
Well, look, here's the deal. If you are in a friends with benefits situation, eventually the benefits or the friendship has to go away. Because the two don't jive.
Well, let's hear it. That's what we want to know. I tend to agree with you, but we'll see.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you think about the old friends with benefits?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Why?
Because, you know, it was just nice. Me and the girl were... Well, first of all, the way we met was cool. It was an old phone that I hadn't used in a long time, and her number happened to be in there, and I thought, hey, why don't I give her a call? We used to hang out.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was great. Lucky Razor, man, 2005.
2005 Razor coming through.
Oh, man. But, yeah, you know, we were friends for a long time. We met at work, and I just decided to call her up. And at, like, 4 in the morning, and she picked up. It was great.
Well, and I got to say, like, look, obviously there's upsides. I mean, having sex is awesome. You know, aside from rape, having sex is always awesome. It's like, it's
yeah,
better
absolutely.
Than not having sex. But I feel like once you get to be a certain age, like, you start to compromise personal relationships. Either that or you start to develop them. Like, sex does one of two things. It starts to make things very dicey for your relationship
complex,
with this person, or it starts to build it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to kind of just stay in a gray area where you just continually have sex without growing or...
Well, because if you try to keep a friendship in a zone and you continue to have sex, somebody usually develops feelings, attachment.
Yeah.
And it's
absolutely.
Not all,
and you got to get in and you got to get out. There's well, no staying in that zone.
And,
for too
and the,
long
I think the perception is that it's always the woman that gets attached, but that's not true at all. Men get attached
no, no, no.
too.
That's true. Yeah, I agree. And I'm so lucky that I've never had that happen to me where I got more attached to a girl that than she was attached to me, because that's a disaster emotionally.
You've never been more attached to a girl than she was to you.
Right. At least. Ostensibly. I mean, I've never had...
Here's my question. Were you ever in high school? Because that's what happens to most 17-year-old males.
I understand, but I was with the anal arena.
I know.
And I was an active drug addict, and I was
yeah.
really a sad kid
yeah, yeah.
and mentally ill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I mean, I had a perfect storm of...
It's so interesting how the only way you avoid the misery of late adolescent maleness is getting sick.
Well, no, but I didn't avoid the misery of that.
No, you
I
did.
Just,
you,
oh, no.
You used through
no,
it.
No.
You had a different kind
I
of misery.
I didn't avoid the misery of being a mid-adolescent youth. What I did was I overwhelmed it with with a very non-typical form of misery.
Right. You drugged it in various ways.
And it was also not just the drugs and the drinking.
Yeah.
It was the profound insecurities and confusion,
yeah,
larger than most 16, 17-year-old boys, which anesthetized the normal stuff like girls rejecting them and
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to dances and not being accepted socially.
Right. You didn't care about that.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm going to kill myself by 19.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, there was like such deep-seated depression that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, 310-558-8086.
You're speaking about that now differently than you have in the past, the depression piece.
Yeah.
So you see it more clearly now.
Oh, I definitely do. Mm-hmm. Well, I see it more clearly now for a bunch of reasons.
Therapy.
I'm older. I'm flat out older. I've been on Earth a long time.
Therapy, daughter, marriage.
Therapy, daughter, happy marriage, healthy
yeah.
marriage.
Yep.
And a little bit more of ratcheting down my recovery practices.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Which... You know, for those of you, I don't want to get into the ins and outs of it. That's part of the deal with the 12-base pro.
Part of your ratcheting it down is not talking about it.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I have a weird job in
yeah.
that I'm
yeah.
I'm on the air in an advice show. And I'm open about my recovery yeah. for a reason.
It's important inspiration for other people.
Right. And so, for me, there was times where I was sober and I was not using and drinking, but I wasn't necessarily actively involved in my own recovery.
Yeah.
And now I am, mm-hmm. and it forces you to be so much more introspective,
mm-hmm.
and it forces you to be kind of really painfully honest with yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is a key factor in understanding 17-year-old Mike
mm-hmm.
on top of 35-year-old Mike. Hello, Chris. We're talking about Friends with Benefits. Give us your take.
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Dr. Drew?
Hey,
what up, yo?
I personally had an experience back in 2010 where I was friends with benefits with this one girl for 3 straight months. We would have sex like at least 10 times a day.
Whoa!
For 3 months straight. And then I started developing feelings for her, and I told her that I loved her.
Uh-oh.
And
good move.
Then she walked out of my house at 2:00 in the morning, and I haven't talked to her since.
Yeah, that sounds like more like a practicing sex addict, and people that are into sex addiction are not into love.
What's your
real love? Anyway.
What's your sex practice like now? I mean, because I got to be honest, even to be able to sustain 10 times a day for 3 days in a row is very impressive. You have quite a jizz silo.
Well, maybe he didn't produce 10 times; he just engaged 10 times.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, no, I'm in a relationship for the last 2 years, and I haven't had sex since heard since 2010.
Wow.
How interesting.
So she burned you out, essentially.
Yeah, essentially. I'm currently in a relationship. I'm 25. She's 32, and she's still a virgin.
Wow. Good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, thank you for sharing. I mean, that's a perfect example of, like, where you idealize the friends with benefits situation, and then it craps on you.
And is the reason you're with somebody whom you're not having sex with, that reason you're doing that, is it was so painful when you got so deeply in with that other girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I can't. I'm not even close to my girlfriend now as was with this other girl because I still have feelings for this other girl. Because
Hold on. Yeah, I'm not saying you don't, dude. I don't know you, but you don't. Be careful not to confuse extreme lust with feelings.
Do not confuse intensity with intimacy.
Yeah,
they are different things, and you got sucked into a very deep intensity with this woman. And you got very confused as a result. You ought to check out some books by a woman named Pia Melody, or you ought to consider some therapy. Okay?
I'm in therapy right now. All right, personally downloaded all your podcasts, and I listen to all of them at work.
Well, thanks, Chris. Dude. I did some, let's think who I did good ones with.
Andrew
check
Goldstein.
Out the Sue Johnson podcast I did at thedrdrew.com. And
he did a fascinating one with this guy about physical health. Called his name's Mike Catherwood.
We did a couple of them, I think. But I think did I do a Jill Vermeer? Check out the one I did with Jill Vermeer. We did sex addiction. Okay.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
I'm gonna call back next week because I was gonna call back during earlier about my mom. But
all right, call back. We're here.
Is your mom hot?
Stop. Hey, just a quick reminder for people in Los Angeles. Mike Carano and I are going to be at the Improv in Hollywood on January 31st.
You know, I turned down a gig because of that.
Because you're going to come to that?
Not only that, guilty. But I didn't want to decimate your crowd.
Oh, you're going to pull it away. Okay, well, thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, I was going to be Keanu Reeves in Point Break Live and do it on that night. But I was like, I can't fragment the audience in both places.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, come to both, but ours is on the 31st at the Improv Hollywood. It's going to be a pretty interesting event. Mike and I have been meeting about it like every couple of days. And Carano's funny.
Mike Carano's a very interesting, very funny guy. And Dr. Drew is a very interesting guy. And them together. Well, first off, Dr. Drew wants to butt F Mike Carano.
Well, no, it's a weird combo. We actually got into that in some of our promotion. Mike, you can check him out at the After Disaster or at 5 Minutes with Mike if you want to know who he is.
Yeah,
and particularly that first 5 Minutes with Mike tell you about all you need to know.
And, that's true.
Yeah,
you don't need much more.
No.
Excuse me, sorry. Special number this evening: 310-558-8086. That's 310-558-8086. Call us up right now during the open forum. Let us know how you feel about friends with benefits, with your experience, your feelings, your insight. Friends with benefits, our open forum topic this evening on Loveline.
Don't worry. Loveline will return right after these words of wisdom.
You mean more advertising?
Yes.
Hey, Loveline listeners. You get to bathe in her wisdom every week on this show. But did you know that you could soak up even more of her magic in her very own podcast every week?
Yes!
Topics include waiting for sex, orgasms, hand jobs, and a few others.
Sex with Emily. Now that sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
What kind of psychosis is that?
Listening to the podcast, I mean. Yeah, that.
I'm okay with that because I'm open.
Go to podcastone.com now and get in line.
Woo! Woo! So good!
That's podcastone.com.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Very important. Something very important to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
See this girl right here? Hold on. I'm going to retweet this because this is very important.
Why?
See this pretty beautiful, this very beautiful girl?
Yes, yes.
And her nice boobs?
Mm-hmm.
She just tweeted me that her and her boyfriend just had sex listening to us.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell's that?
I don't want to mention that.
Oh, my God.
I know it's not masturbating.
I know it's not masturbating,
but me and my boyfriend just had sex with the Loveline live stream playing. Thank you, Haley Michelle.
There you go.
Beautiful Haley Michelle. And then thank you, Michael Hackathorn.
Oh, no, no. No, thank you.
Oh, Germany. What's going on in Germany,
no,
Dr. Drew?
No, thank you.
310-558-8086, the number to call, Loveline. We are in the middle of the open forum. Please call us up and let us know what you feel about, what you think about Friends with Benefits. If you speak from experience, even better. Hello, Carly.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's up, Carly?
All right, so basically, I'm a 19-year-old college student in Chicago.
Nice.
And I feel like all I can find are guys who want to be friends with benefits.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That's what I'm running into. And so I just feel like, I don't know, like I wanted to ask for your advice for, like, how can you find a relationship, like, in this big city where everyone only seems to want to just hook up?
I think that is a function of college life more than big city life.
Yeah.
I've been spoken to colleges all over the country. Wherever I go, that's what the particular women on campus are complaining about.
Believe me, a college student in Madison, Wisconsin wants a hump just as bad as a guy
in
Chicago.
Everything is hookups and hanging out. There's no convention of dating and developing relationships and sort of assessment process.
Right.
And so you do it, Carly. You go ask guys out that you want to spend time with and cultivate it yourself. You're going to have to craft something you want. There's no reason you shouldn't.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Don't worry about the guys who want friends with benefits. You don't give them that and make them develop something a little – it's healthier for them to develop a real relationship, even if it's not a fully romantic relationship. It's better for people to spend time in close connection with each other.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You just have to find the right person to agree to do that with you.
Well, but if you ask out a bunch of people, you'll get one. Eventually somebody will click. Yeah. And you got to get good at dating, get good at meeting people, and sort of this whole assessment process has been completely taken out of the game. And that's how we decide who we want to be with and how we function, and that's just gone. It's weird.
It's gone.
So do you think that hooking up on the first date is not a good way to go?
It's fine.
I don't think there are rules like that. I think that's up to you. I don't think you could say, "Oh, you hook up, the thing's doomed." It depends on the couple.
Don't let any prude bitch tell you differently. Like, you have to be able to listen to your instinct. Like, there's a lot. I think that women, by and large, even young women, you're a very young girl. I think you have a much more keen sense of instinct and intuition
than you realize.
And
or you tend to crush it because you're trying to be a 17-year-old male.
Right. Like, listen to – if you meet a guy at 19 – you're 19 years old and you meet a guy and he makes you feel so good about yourself and you're just having so much fun and you're so sexually attracted to him, throw a condom on and have sex. Don't look back. If you are meeting a guy and you're still a little hesitant in your gut, you just don't know if you have the butterflies or not, then wait. I mean, there's no, like, hard, fast rule. All right?
Yeah. No, that does make a lot of sense.
All right, Carly.
Just,
good luck.
I don't want to feel like hopeless about that.
No, you
don't need
fine.
To be hopeless.
You're gonna be fine.
The world's a beautiful place, and you got the whole
just
world
in college.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
What up, yo?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
How's
hey
it
now.
Going, guys?
Good.
How's it going, sir?
It's amazing. So actually, I have a few friends of mine listening in on this. They haven't heard this story yet, so it's actually going to be kind of funny.
Okay.
But so I was dating this girl for a little while, and short story, we ended up breaking up, but we were still screwing in the whole time of that.
Were you screwing?
Oh, yeah. She ended up getting a boyfriend who was a friend of mine, and that didn't turn out too well. So what happened was we were doing our thing one day, and I'm going down on her, and buddy calls her up. He's outside the house because he wanted to go grab food with her, and she's like, "Oh my God, you need to get out of here." So I had to go through the back window, but she lives on a hill, and so the drop down from her window was like 6 feet, 7 feet down. So I had to get down there, and on my way to my car, the guy saw me, and he was like, "What the hell are you doing here?" And him and I sort of got into it a little bit.
How on earth does this have anything to do with Friends with Benefits?
We were still friends at the time, and we were screwing around with each other.
Well, okay. And so this is clearly a cautionary tale. It did not end well.
Oh, yeah. No, this is terrible.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi, long time listener, second time caller.
Thank you, Natalie.
I'm the poon fucker, you remember me?
What? Whoa! Oh my God!
Oh, I think she said plucker.
Is that right?
That's what Trey is.
Okay, all right. She needs to enunciate, my darling.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, did you said plucker with a PL?
Oh, yeah. With
okay.
PL,
okay.
You said it with such verve and intensity. It sounded like something
let's
else.
Let's move away from that and start talking about Friends with Benefits.
Okay. Well, my roommate and I have kind of a Friends with Benefits thing going on since a month or two after we moved in together. And, I mean, it's been pretty mellow. Like, we both know what's going on. We're on the same page. There were times where I was seeing someone and he was seeing someone on separate occasions, and we were both respectful of that, and nothing happened. And when we're both single again, we just kind of, I mean, we have good chemistry, so.
So this is something that for the moment is working, but and that's often the case, that it can work for a while. But the problem is, be careful, because someone might just happen to develop some real feelings here.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, we're friends. We're actually good friends.
Just saying, Natalie, you, but it may be him that develops some real intense feelings that they don't anticipate. That's all I'm saying.
Of course. Yes, that's definitely something to be aware of.
And, like, there's very few things, especially to a young man, that are more important than boner. But you realize, like, getting your feelings hurt or hurting someone else's, unless you're a complete sociopath, it's like way worse. It's the worst thing. So, you know, it's very difficult to manage that because sometimes it's out of even your control. But it sounds like you've got a pretty sweet situation thus far.
Yeah, I'm super thankful that, I mean, we seem to be very good at keeping that boundary. And when we're having fun, we're having fun. And most of the time we're just like cleaning the house or hanging out, just doing regular roommate stuff. Pretty awesome.
Word up.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Guys. That's awesome.
Thanks, Natalie.
I love you very much.
Oh, love you too. Have a good one, everyone.
All right. She sounded like a lovable girl.
She did.
And she's a plucker. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
What up, yo?
So I, up until very recently, was in the middle of like 3 or 4 different Friends with Benefits situations.
Simultaneously?
That sounds exhausting.
It was. No, it was exhausting. I'm down to like 1 right now. And yeah, it's right what you guys are saying, just about, you know, like somebody inevitably does develop feelings, and I get it, like, sucks to like have to like have that conversation where it's like, oh, well, you know, we're just, you know, doing this. I'm not really looking for that. And like being on the receiving end of that conversation and like having to give that conversation can get like really dicey.
Yeah.
But one that's still continuing right now that I'm in, has been going on for like, oh man, I don't know, maybe over 2 years.
Wait a second. You have been engaged in a Friends with Benefits situation for 2 years?
Right. Give or take. Yeah.
Why? How is this relationship not, are you you're straight?
Yeah.
Okay. How has the girl not at all, in 2 years of having sex with her, how has she not at least kind of pushed you towards being in a relationship?
Oh, no. She got really pushy at one point.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Like, really, really pushy.
So now she's just tolerating this, even though, in her mind, she thinks this is a full relationship.
I mean, yeah, we maybe see each other, like, once a month, maybe a little more.
Oh, once a month. Wow. And
yeah.
She still tolerates it. Interesting.
So, I mean, yeah, like, I can kind of get, like, the notion, because she's, like, you know, older than I am, so, and she's had, like, that talk where she's like, oh, you know, like, I'm looking for, you know, something more, like, long-term. And I know she's dating other guys right now, but,
good.
I mean, for us, this just happens to work out.
Okay, good.
Where I just
word.
Come right, over.
That one's working.
Word. We are taking your calls
for
Friends with Benefits.
I think probably more likely to be stable with older couples, wouldn't you say? I mean, college age, I don't know, young adult, it's just fraught with difficulty.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E-L-L-Y. No? All right, go ahead, Kelly.
Hi. So I was in a Friends with Benefits situation when I was in college, and it was going on for a few months, and I fell for him, and I didn't tell him for a while, and then I finally did, and he didn't feel the same way.
Right.
So.
That's why you didn't tell him. You knew it wasn't going to be reciprocated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But we were really good friends. Like, we would talk all the time, and we just we had a really great friendship, so we still stayed friends. But I just always had that feeling, and it was really kind of really hard for me.
Torture.
And yeah, it was really depressing. Like, I don't know, it was really hard, but we were really good friends, and then, like, there were points where, like, we sort of went back into that, like, into that friends with benefits situation.
That was you hoping for a real relationship again, and him happy to have sex with you if you would allow it.
Yeah, kind of. And
not kind of, that's exactly what that was.
Yeah, and at one point I thought I didn't care, but I really did.
Of course. It's called denial.
And then after...
It's not only a river in Africa.
Yeah.
There was, like, a period of, like, 6 months where we didn't, like, do that at all, and I was, like, dating somebody else, and I thought I was moving on, but I really wasn't. Mm. And then, like, eventually he realized that, or, like, he started developing feelings for me.
Mm.
And then we did start dating, and it actually worked out.
You're still dating now?
Yeah.
Well, really? That's rare. Okay.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you so much for the call, Kelly. Thank you to everybody who called for that open forum. That was fantastic. Now we'll take your calls regarding whatever you want. 310-558-8086. Again, that number is 310-558-8086. Thank you so much for bearing with us. Unfortunately, that is not our normal number, but we've had some technical problems, and that's our best way of solving it. You can dial us directly here in the Loveline studios at 310-558-8086. My friends, it's Loveline.
One call is all it takes. 1-800-LOVE-191. 1-800-LOVE-191. Start punching in the numbers now so you're ready when Loveline returns.
Tune in on Real Self-Knowledge.
Hey, I'm Jake.
And I'm Amir, and we're from that appropriately named web series, Jake and Amir.
We're also the voices of If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet. Hosted by us.
That's right. Every week we offer our personal insight to real problems submitted to us by real people, and sometimes even our comedy friends join, like Ben Schwartz, Thomas Middleditch, and Allison Williams.
The important thing is the advice is often pretty bad,
but hopefully always funny.
So go to podcastone.com and hit that download button to hear our terrible but hopefully funny advice.
Thanks, guys.
Bumping this strong today, Dr. Drew.
What's that?
This Taylor Swift. I was jamming out. Magnolia is a big fan.
Oh, nice.
Magnolia is a big fan of this tune. Magnolia is my daughter, by the way.
Cool.
For those of you who don't know. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener. I've been listening since I was about 13 years old.
Thank you, sir.
I had a question. I hear you guys talk a lot about getting married too young and needing to explore and kind of find out who you are.
Yeah.
My age is 28 and my fiance is 24.
Okay.
Would you say that's too young for her to get married, that she'd need to explore anymore?
We worry more about the men, I'd say. Don't you
I
think?
Do too, but I also think that, God, I mean, this is sound like a cop out answer, but it's incredibly unique and very personal to each person.
Yeah.
Some 24-year-old girls are more than ready to settle down. Some 24-year-old girls have no business.
But 28, that sort of zone you two are in is sort of where I start to get more comfortable.
And how long have you been together?
2.5 years.
Mm. You're good, dude. Where are you from?
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arcadia.
Are you Asian?
No, not at all.
All right. That's shocking.
Yeah, no, I'm Mexican, just like you, Mike.
All right, fantastic.
From Arcadia.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, I'm from San Marino, which is even more
novelty,
shocking.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, thank you for the call. And I, you know, like I told that last caller, and Drew, tell me if you disagree or not. I mean, I was married early, and it didn't work out. And I have to say that if I would have listened to my intuition a little more, I probably would have done a lot better.
Yeah.
And Jason, you're a 28-year-old guy. You sound very smart. You sound like you got, you know, you're put together. Listen to your heart. Although, you know, if you play it by the odds, it's not a good idea to get married too young. if you feel like she's the one for you and you've come to this conclusion and it feels right internally, go for it.
Definitely. And I just also want to say thank you because of you guys. Since listening since I was 13 years old, I've dodged so many bullets. I've hadn't had no bad relationships, no, you know, kids out of wedlock, any drug problems or anything. So I just want to say thank you because of you guys. You guys definitely paved the way for me. I know that sounds probably generic, but, you know, you guys hit the points that my parents were too shy to hit, and, you know, teachers or friends couldn't really talk about from where I was from. So that's, I just wanted to say thank you guys. Because of you guys, I'm where I'm at, as far as relationship and love and sobriety and all that good stuff. So, again, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys.
That's awesome, man. Really, thank you so much. It means a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
I would say that is, and it bears saying again tonight, Dr. Drew, because we are welcoming so many new fans and so many new friends with the new affiliates. I mean, that kind of is the basis of the show, is that you have a place to call about the stuff you're too embarrassed to talk about with your friends or people who are not qualified to talk about that.
Or you can learn the facts about some of these things, but when you hear people that are having these experiences and learn how to process them and understand them, you can learn a lot. That's right.
Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Who would you rather have sex with? Whitney Houston and we're talking in her peak, like 96, Whitney Houston or Janet Jackson?
Whitney Houston.
All right. Hello, Brianna.
Hi.
What up, yo?
About 4 years ago, I was raped, and then I was very suicidal. And then I just kind of moved on. But lately, I've felt kind of that same, like, suicidal, depressed, hard to get up, just really unstable. And I was wondering if you think that even though it happened so long ago, it's still affecting me now?
I don't care why you're feeling that way. That's a medical emergency.
Okay.
Right. If you feel like harming yourself, that is a life-threatening problem, and it needs to be handled right now.
Okay.
And whether or not it's the rape not that you haven't sort of dealt with, or if the rape brought up some old traumas, or what something new is happening, whatever it is, the seriousness of the symptoms you're having make this really essential that you see somebody. Okay.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah, I will. So I should get into therapy and stuff like that.
You see a doctor. Even if you have a primary care doctor, I don't care. You tell a professional that you're feeling suicidal.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Brianna. Okay. Good. Seriously, please do follow through because you know it means a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You can feel
Let's see here. Hello, Riley. Oh, Riley Martin. hello. Are you? Is your name really Riley?
Yes, I'm in a spaceship.
What can we do for you, Riley?
I'm in writing my book, The Coming of Tam.
All right. Are we going to continue with the Riley Martin impersonation, or do you have an actual question?
Baba Booey.
Oh, fair enough. Baba Booey.
That's always welcome. hello, Ron.
Hey now. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Wow. Is Richard and Sal calling us
completely,
over
completely
over
hijacking the entire Stern show? What can we do for you, Ron?
I know, dude. First of all, I just wanted to say I love you guys. Love you guys so much. And you guys helped me out so much in my recovery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got a question for Dr. Drew and a comment. Just real quick, what happened to Bob?
Bob Forrest?
Yeah, Bob, you know, from the Bob and the Monsters.
He's still out there working?
Yeah, I mean, you haven't
flourishing.
Done a podcast with him since, you know.
I did so much with him for almost a couple of years. I was feeling like, you know, we sort of had done it. He's welcome all the time. He's busy working.
Bob's a man.
He can come on anytime he wants.
I miss that guy. You guys are really good together.
Yeah. Talk to him all the time. He's a dear friend. So.
If you were curious in a larger capacity, I mean, recovery-wise, he's doing great. I mean, he's never been bad. Bob's an amazing asset to the world of recovery. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's too bad that there's no podcast out there, you know, sort of based on recovery.
Well, there is, actually, I think.
Is it really?
They're out there. Well, Pat O'Brien's doing one, and there are a bunch of them out there. But it's interesting; people don't like to consume radio and podcasts around recovery very much. They want them, but they don't really consume them very much.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's too bad, dude. It's too bad. I think a lot of us could really, you know, I mean, a lot of us just kind of love it and need it. And, you know, it really helps us out. You know?
It's a dicey line because those in recovery are really not supposed to use electronic media to promote.
Right. So, it's one of the traditions.
Yeah. So how much can you really talk about it without being oblique? And I get around that a little bit because I'm a professional. I'm not in recovery. And so I can talk about it as a clinical tool. But for those in recovery to talk about it, it really violates some stuff. And nor am I, you know, promoting it. Promotion could undermine some of the important principles of recovery. So you got to be very, very careful. But they're out there.
All right. Well, thanks.
There.
Thanks, Dr. Drew. Okay, thanks. Well, my question for you is, you know, I'm on Lexapro.
Yeah.
I've been on it for about a year. Mm. And thanks to Mike, actually. And thanks to you. You guys always talked about getting counseling and kind of furthering recovery, you know what I mean, outside of the rooms. You get professional help. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just got really depressed. I've been clean since 2008.
Cool. Congratulations.
And, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. And so, you know, there's times where I feel like, okay, I think I'm done. And I think I'm ready to get off Lexapro. I'm on 20 milligrams. And then all of a sudden, I get these bouts of, like, depression all of a sudden again.
But you know, shouldn't, like, be making that decision by yourself. You should be talking to your prescriber about this.
Well, I see my doctor every 3 months, and we get together, and we talk about, you know, where we're at. And you know, when I think everything's cool and everything's, you know, ready to, you know, happen for me, it just all of a sudden I just get these really weird bouts.
Is this a psychiatrist prescribing this or a primary care doctor?
Primary care.
You should see a psychiatrist. Get an expert opinion. Why not? You want to get a sophisticated, you know, sort of idea about how long you should stay on it, on, you know, when I can get off, how I get off, am I on the right thing? Get someone that's an expert to evaluate that.
We are going to thank you for the call, Ron, and best of luck with everything. We are going to talk about marriage and how to keep things strong in the bedroom when you are married. Also, female libido, Dr. Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Something you know all about because you've been stimulating female libido for years. special number for just this evening, 310-558-8086. It's Loveline.
One call is all it takes.
Exactly.
1-800-LOVE-191. 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline's coming back.
Hi there, and get ready. This is Bonnie Fuller, president and editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com. And we have got a brand new podcast coming at you. We've got tons of amazing celebrity news and big star interviews.
This is Chloe Malas, the senior entertainment reporter for Hollywood Life. And I have to tell you, I'm most excited for Bonnie Fuller to mispronounce some of the biggest celebrity names like Scarlett Johansson, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and then my favorite, Ariana Grundle. Remember those, Bonnie?
Those are Canadian pronunciations.
Download a brand new episode every Thursday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Dr. Drew?
Yeah, buddy.
The ASAP mob out in New York City, that's like ASAP Ferg and ASAP, like, all those dudes.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky. He's probably the most famous one. It's like a crew, and, like, they're crew rappers, and then it's also got, like, a whole world, like, fashion and art and everything. This guy, 26, he's part of the ASAP mob, ASAP Yams. He just passed away at 26.
Oof.
What do you think?
Drugs
it's
and gotta
alcohol. Be, right? Yeah. Like, it's impossible not to.
Unless
right?
it's some kind of rare cancer or something.
No, yeah. But... I'm going to say it's that scissor or the lean.
Sure. Could
what
be.
Is it that they drink, the rappers? By they, I don't mean.
Yeah, the
I mean rappers.
Cough syrup with codeine, sure.
That kills you.
Yeah.
People don't, like.
Yeah, that's codeine.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, I think people are not surprised when speedballs kill you or when you slam heroin and you die.
I know.
Somehow people are shocked when, like, over-the-counter stuff kills you. But,
well, it's
like,
not over-the-counter. That's prescription.
Well,
big time.
But.
Big
it's
time.
Not you don't buy Topia. It from a dealer. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
you can
get
it from
pharmacy.
A pharmacy.
Right. No, that's the stuff that today will kill you, in fact.
Hello, Emily. Oh, by the way, Jennifer at Panera, we love you. Hi. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So my question is, I have a strong sexual desire for one of my coworkers.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how to overcome it because I'm a married woman.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I would never, you know, cheat on my husband. That's not who I am, and I'm just not sure. I mean, I don't know where these feelings they're coming from, and I was wondering if you guys had any advice for me.
My advice to you is: do not get yourself in any sort of situation.
Get out.
Yeah, any kind of situation where there's a possibility for the ship to leave the dock. So do not be alone with him. Do not flirt with him. Do not spend time with him. If you know that that's a risky, it's like if you're a drug addict, and that, yeah, why would you put yourself in a position of jeopardizing your marriage if that's not what you want to do?
It's not. I don't want to do that.
Okay,
no.
Then don't.
But it's really difficult because in the environment where I work like long hours, and so I'm constantly surrounded by this person, and it gets to be challenging.
I'm sure it amplifies the temptation, but so what? I mean, it just, you got, sometimes there's no kind of shortcut. There's no way around it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to sack up and go for it.
Do you have kids?
I do.
Yeah.
I have one.
Cheating would be a direct assault on your child. You'd be putting your child's well-being in harm's way. That's not enough to get you to do the right thing?
It is, definitely. Right.
So stop talking about how hard it is. Start talking about what am I going to do to not let this be in my field of vision, move away from it, not torture yourself that way.
And masturbate more.
Yeah, it's okay that you have those feelings, but do not,
flirt
with it. Do not consider it acceptable because it is going to be an attack on your little family. And if that's really what you want to, if that's who you want to be, then okay. But if it is not, then why would you take that risk?
You're right, yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm not trying to clown you or insult you. I mean, I get it. You're a human being, and certain times you get attracted to people, as sometimes you're attracted to people who you're not married to. That happens.
Exactly.
It happens
exactly.
To everybody. But you just got to kind of remind yourself that you have to be strong in this. You have certain built-in responsibilities that come with not only being a wife but with being a mother. And some people have open relationships and some people swingers. I get that. But you know in your heart that just for Emily, cheating is not an option. So you have to kind of live up to your own moral and ethical code. And believe me—
And you don't want to destabilize your marriage. It's bad for your kid.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Also, I would look into what you can do to kind of get to the bottom of why maybe your feelings towards your husband are eroding.
Yes, that's
concerning. That's another thing. It's like you may see what you can do to kind of strengthen your lust and your appreciation for your husband.
Yeah.
It might be his fault. Maybe it is. It probably is his fault. Yeah. But, get to the bottom of it and see what you can do to—
Put him on notice. Yeah. You're needing some more of whatever it is you need that he's not giving
you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And if he's not, willing to participate in, whatever it is that I need—
Well, I would certainly look into therapy, marriage therapy.
And if he's not willing to do that—
Well, then your marriage is in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, now we're dipping into territory where, I think it's inappropriate for Dr. Drew and I to, comment, because a lot of that's just going to be working it out with your husband. That is, it varies from case to case.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Lord knows it's inappropriate for me. I mean, I'm a nobody. I mean, I have a divorce under my belt. Hello, Audrey.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yo.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just trying to get my baby to sleep, and he won't. So, but anyway, my question is: my fiance and I were talking tonight. What do you guys think about, female libido pills? Because ever since I had my baby, he's almost a year old. I don't really feel like doing it anymore because I'm a full-time mom. I have him all the time.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. I wouldn't look to medications or pharmaceuticals. That is pretty common. I mean, you might be just being a normal mom.
Are you still breastfeeding?
No, I know it's common. I'm just wondering what's your take on it.
Are you still breastfeeding?
No, I only breastfed for 3 days.
Or is this? Are you stressed out about being a caretaker?
Yeah, I've been pretty stressed out, and me and my fiance have been having a lot of problems in our relationship too. And
all right, so there are multiple things. Why. Multiple things can come to bear here. One is the stress of child rearing, which is very difficult in of itself,
even in the best of situations.
That's right. Number two, it's normal to have a drop in libido for about a year. God did not want you to have children right on top of each other. There needs to be a little break so you can focus on one before the next one comes. So part of our system, our natural system, has us shut down for a while, and it's time to focus on child rearing. Number three, mood disturbances in that first year are very common. Postpartum depression needs to be treated because it can be quite dangerous. And then some women need some sort of a kickstart in their hormonal status. That even starting a birth control pill can get them sort of back in again where they're cycling.
Well, I have the IUD.
Like I said, being on a birth control pill, the hormones can sometimes help some women get kickstarted. And you can talk to your doctor about that. I'm not saying for contraception. I'm saying for hormonal enhancement. But so all those four things need evaluation. And you need to talk to somebody about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. She's not going to do any of that.
No. Mm-hmm. What about pills, Drew? What about you?
And I did mention pills at the end, and yet she somehow thought there was a magic pill for her or something.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was wondering, I have a friend, a good friend of mine. She was in a committed relationship for over 3 years with a guy, and he broke up with her pretty randomly. They're both like around 21, 22, saying he didn't want to be tied down. He was too young to be in such a committed relationship. And it's been a few months, and now he is stripping at some gay clubs in L.A.
Stripping?
All right.
Yeah, he says it's strictly for money, and it's, you know, he's super straight still. But I was wondering if you think that he can do that comfortably without having any other intentions.
I don't know about super straight.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance he's very straight. He's not super straight. Don't ever let him tell you that. I'm like coming from the mouth of a guy who is very much not super straight.
But it makes me
I'd contemplate doing it. But I'm not super straight.
I wonder more about personality stuff, that he feels like that's...
Well, listen, it's kind of on par with the woman who is 21 and in pinch for cash and dances, because no woman wants... Okay, of course it's all about the money. When he told you it's all about the money,
but
of course, but there's a lot of other ways to make money.
Right. Who's able to cross those boundaries that other people perceive as not worth crossing, that tells you something about their personality constructs.
All right. Good show, everybody. And in this crazy mixed-up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember, we do. Be good.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on Loveline are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
Loveline.
Loveline is produced by Ann Ingold. Engineered by Anderson Cowan.
End of message.
The end of a perfect evening.
Something tells me the show's over.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.
When you're ready to buy a car, you got to go TrueCar, because TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. Dr. Drew?
First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, second, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings.
Yes. And third,
it's simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience.
Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never, ever overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
That's TrueCar.com.